the majority of the world's population is still living in conditions of poverty and economic exploitation that were established through colonialism and continue to limit their possibilities as individuals and as countries as well. So we're absolutely complicit in the historically created and actively ongoing processes of injustice and power imbalance within the world. Now, if we were to do things differently, how would it affect us here at home? I don't think that it has to be, I don't think that doing things differently would necessarily affect our lives as drastically as some people might think. When we think about development, I think the go-to association for most people is aid, and it's sort of how much are rich countries giving to poor countries. And so I think a concern for a lot of people is how much of our gross domestic product should we realistically dedicate to helping people elsewhere in the world. But if we think about development differently, not as just a process of aid from the north to the south, in its own way, that's important because we could think of those countries that benefited and continue to benefit from colonialism as owing reparations to countries in the south. And so development assistance, if done properly, is a step in that direction. But it's not just aid. There's so many other ways of doing development. And as an example, I think a couple of the most important things that could be done to not help countries, but allow countries to have the freedom to make the decisions that they would want to and to develop or change in the way that they decide. Some of the best things that could be done are forgiving aid, for example. Countries in the global south return, I should have looked for these figures before our conversation today, but it's something like 6 times more in aid payments returned to countries of the global north than aid is delivered to the south every year. And so we get caught up in a debate about, should we be helping the South? How much should we be giving? Is it effective? When it would be much more effective to not give that aid with all of the conditions that are tied to it, but instead to not demand 6 times that amount be given back to us, which is usually interest payments on loans from decades ago. So if we were to simply cut the ties of outstanding loans and interest payments, we would be doing much more to support countries in the South. In a way that wouldn't have much of an impact on Canadians at home, because most of that debt is owned now by private banks or by multilateral institutions that don't have such a direct connection to our well-being here in Canada.